I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
For 5,000 years, every single culture and every single religion has defined marriage as a man and a woman.
Not just Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism.
If science finds that this is biological, indisputable, not something that can be explained in any other way except that people are born to be gay, would you change your position?
No, and the reason why is...
Why?
I'd be happy to tell you why. The reason why is because it doesn't matter to me. We all have biological predispositions.
I'm going to slip off my heels, home, so you can smell my stinky feet.
And some people struggle with anger, and other people say, I don't struggle with anger, I sure struggle with fear. And some people say, well, I don't struggle with this, I struggle with being shy.
You're saying if it's part of your biology, it's your job to struggle against it, if in fact it's the wrong thing.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Well, just because it seems natural doesn't mean it's best for you or society. I'm naturally inclined to have sex with every beautiful woman I see. But that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And why should I rein in my natural impulses? And you say, well, because I have natural impulses toward the same sex, I shouldn't have to rein them in. Well, I disagree. I think that's part of maturity. I think it's part of delayed gratification. I think it's part of character.
Yes. But we're going to rectify that today. Aren't we, bitch boy?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to learn from your lesson?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you are.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, you are listening to show number 47 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. Hi, spreading the word of Jesus since 2007. I'm dressed in my burqa today. You can't see it, but... And tomorrow I'll be wearing other garb from other religions. So hello everyone, it's been a few weeks. The holidays have been a little consuming. Christmas is over and all that other good stuff, Hanukkah and all the other holidays, that's over. And the new year is upon us, which for me is a very happy, wonderful thing. And I really love the new year. I love New Year's Eve, really. It's like my favorite holiday. And I get misty during the countdown and then really happy, you know. It's a mixed bag because you're just happy that the bad things are behind you, but it's like a rebirth. So you're looking forward, you know, so you're looking ahead and so that feels good. And, you know, it's and especially during this time right now, things have been so up and down that, you know, I'll be saying good riddance to 2008 for sure. But yeah, so... ring in the new year. Regardless of the craziness around us, things have gotten completely out of hand and totally crazy since the last show. I think that, you know, a lot of us are probably very agitated at certain circumstances that we can't change, and I got it all out in the blog, so I don't really feel the need to to get into it too much right now, but yeah, so, all right. Why don't we just get started and chat about some lighter stuff? Ooh, I'd make a deal with God. I'm singing Kate Bush because I'm a lesbian and all lesbians like Kate Bush.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know who Kate Bush is because you're very into all that kind of stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I know shit.
And then Placebo redid that song, and he sounds like he has anal leakage while he's singing it.
Oh, God.
Like, very apprehensive through the entire recording of that song. I can't hear you. You're going to have to speak up. Hi, Nicole.
That's disgusting.
If I only knew. Little do people know that you totally ignore me. When I do, like, really, when I think certain stuff that I do is funny, I don't know. But apparently you don't.
I'm immune to it, and I think I'm just in my own world right now. That's why.
Don't depress me, because I really don't need it.
I'm not depressed. The big depression after the holidays. Well, it's just so annoying. Like, everyone's saying, like, happy holiday.
Speak up.
Everyone's saying, like, happy holiday. How was your Christmas?
Are you wiping your ass on the toilet?
No. You're an asshole. I had a miserable Christmas.
Why can't people act like they're on a show when I speak to them? Like, people...
What's your fucking problem? Why are you bullying me?
If I'd only known, I'd make a deal with God. It's Kate Bush sings that.
I'm so hungry.
Kate Bush. The lesbians love Kate Bush. They like Bush, but they like Kate's Bush.
Yeah, sure they do.
You think you're going to have a happy new year?
I hope so.
Every single person that I know is losing their job. I don't know.
At least I have a job, right?
There's always a shortage of nurses, so you're safe.
Yeah, I'm pretty safe, and the hospital that I work for, they give overtime like crazy.
You tell that to everybody who's losing their job now. You're so compassionate.
Oh. I am compassionate.
I don't know what to do with all this overtime. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
All I know is that it's nice sometimes to go back to your mother's place. It's a nice, like, comforting feeling, you know?
To go to mom's?
Yeah.
Where they cook for you and you don't have to do anything?
I put all my clothes in the laundry, and now I wanted to put them in the dryer. And
do you walk around in a big diaper and suck your thumb?
Yeah, and they're all dried and folded.
Does your mother change your diaper too?
Yeah, she changed my diaper. Why are you being mean?
You're just sensitive today. Does she put,
Oh, yeah. I can't, you put it on me.
Does she put that cream to make sure that you don't get a diaper rash?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can change a diaper in like 5 minutes with one hand.
That's really not a record. I don't know what you're trying to prove.
I don't know what I'm trying to prove either. What does that really prove?
Nothing. Proves you're a moron. I can change a diaper with one hand. First of all, that's so long. 5 minutes.
I don't have any children. I think that's pretty good. I know people that take like 20 minutes to change a diaper, and then there's shit all over the place. Yeah, and then they have shit all over their shirts and everywhere.
You took care of your nieces, so it doesn't matter.
My niece and my nephew.
Yeah, and you're a competent individual all around, so 5 minutes.
Thank you. Why
impressive.
Thank you?
It's not impressive.
It's not impressive? I think 5 minutes is impressive.
5 minutes is a long time to change a diaper?
No, it's not, because Ryan Phillippe, he bragged about how it takes him 9 minutes. To change a diaper.
To change a diaper?
Yeah, like a shitty diaper. Like a grown woman's shitty diaper. Well, it's a little different for a maternity nurse. What are you?
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Maternity and psychiatric. Go figure.
Well, you're just a perfect example of a person who was a member that could become the head of the... Remember that commercial, that guy? Not only am I the president, but I'm also a member.
Oh, that's me. Crazy, the kids, they do. But they love me. Because, you know, I guess they can relate to me.
Yes, and I tell you not to tell me the horrible stories about your job at...
Oh, yeah, the good stories.
No, you tell me the horrible stories about children with, like, no legs.
I just try to talk to you, but I forget you're very sensitive with these things.
Well, I told you, please do not tell me horrible stories like that about, you know, young kids with missing limbs and this and that and all that business. That it's very depressing to me. And if you, that's your livelihood, you chose that livelihood. I didn't. I shouldn't have to suffer.
It just wasn't relevant to the story. It was
I'm going to start taking
but I was just giving you a description to the story.
Well, I'm going to start taking $70 an hour to talk to you about your job.
Why? When I get free therapy from you?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to start getting charged if you're going to insist. Because, you know, I can't see. You'll hang up because you get it off your chest, and then I end up thinking about a child with no limbs all night long because you dumped it on me. Is that fair? No, that's not fair. I say, don't tell me about these terrible stories. Go get a shrink. Go get a crazy shrink to tell them your stories to. That they're more crazy than us.
Right now, this is really sick. You're a sick individual.
The next, when I talk to a therapist, you know what I want to do? I'm going to say to the therapist, I want to know what your life looks like. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to go and sit down and talk to someone? How do I know what the hell that person does when they go home alone at night? How do I know that I wouldn't think that they're completely out of their mind or in no position to tell me about my life? How do I know that?
You don't.
You don't. And then, you know, if you say that, what do they say? It's about you.
Right.
So I have to wait 5 or 6 months to the point where you can fuck my head up to find out that you're crazier than me? No. That's okay. If I have an anxiety attack, I'll just bend over and breathe in a bag. I don't get them that bad. I just get very anxious.
I have my own views of therapy.
You're in love with them. Sometimes your therapist is your problem.
I finally found a good one, and I can't afford her.
Yeah.
It's like so fucked up.
I guess I have nothing against supportive therapy if you're going through something, especially, and you really need some support that maybe you can't get from your friends because they're not removed enough. Yeah, then I can understand that.
Well, who else am I going to talk to? I was trying to tell you about the girl.
What you did was you surprise shocked me because you knew that I didn't want to hear that. And that was part of your story, so you blurted it out really fast. You said she only has one leg. God forgive me. I did. You know that I don't want to hear that. It's very depressing. That is very depressing to me. And then you said she doesn't have any arms. Why are you telling me stuff like that? It makes me very upset. And then all night long, all I could think about was that poor girl.
Really?
Of course. After we hung up, that's all I could think about was her. But I hung up on you, right?
Yeah, you did. You had to teach me a lesson.
But you're going to know that you can't do this again.
Right.
So yeah, we'll talk tomorrow.
You had to teach me. Teacher. You had to teach me a lesson. Did I learn my lesson?
I think you'll think twice before you... Yeah, before you blurt out horror stories like that and depress the shit out of me.
Right.
Like, I don't have enough problems.
I mean, look, it's a very serious situation, and...
Yeah.
Because I feel really guilty that you were just laughing.
People know that it's nerves.
Like, people listening on the show, like, we're laughing at someone who has one leg. Like, I'm, you know...
We're not laughing at a person... with one leg. That's not what we're laughing at. People know that.
People are sensitive like them. That's how they think.
Well, some people who are looking to try to maybe pick apart things because they're, you know, they can't stand the fact that maybe that they suck. You know, those kind of people, yeah.
If I find out whoever does things like that, I'm going to punch them out for you. Knock them out.
I think you just scared them. I think they're shaking in their boots.
They should be. Let them off you. Up. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Lolly.
Hi.
Right now I have the television on in the background on mute, and there's a wolf walking in the snow and he's limping.
Oh my God.
It's making me even more upset. I've been upset since 6 o'clock this afternoon. Evening.
It couldn't hit me that...
What the hell are you doing?
I'm walking outside. I'm going to walk outside.
Oh, my God, the little wolf, he's in the snow.
Oh, my God.
And he's sleeping in the snow. He's sleeping in the snow.
You're torturing yourself.
Now he woke up. How do they live alone like that and they sleep in the snow? Their
animals.
Lives are so their lives are so miserable. And now he's digging a hole in the snow. He's probably hungry.
Okay, if you could feed every animal out there that's hungry, you know.
I know, but that makes me very upset. Okay, so the listeners have no idea what's going on. I saw a black cat in my in the driveway when I was going to the store that looked just like my cat Twilo that passed away in August.
Yeah.
And then he was just like strolling across the house, and I was like, he looks like he doesn't really have anywhere to go, I thought, you know, like just
right.
The way he was walking. But then I said, oh, he's probably some, you know, one of the people's cats in the neighborhood, because people cross the street let their cats outside.
Right.
Yeah, so I said, oh, he's probably, you know, one of their cats or something. And then when I came home, he was in the driveway and he went in my garbage.
He might be somebody else's cat.
Now the wolf is watching these other animals. He's going to go and murder them. I have to turn this TV off. Hold on.
No, that's just getting worse.
Oh, my God. He's looking at, like, ducks and, you know, he's hungry. What strange things we're talking about tonight.
You know, we have coyotes. I have coyotes here by my house.
Yeah, I've seen coyotes too. Like, you know, not exactly in my neighborhood, but more when you go on the highway and you drive upstate. Like, they're kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know. Like, the other night, I was just sitting outside smoking a cigarette or whatever, and, like, I hear these dogs. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of dogs. And, like, you know, I'm like, the middle of the night, I'm like, wait, those aren't dogs. Those are coyotes. And they kept getting closer and closer because they come in packs.
Oh, my God.
They look for, you know, stray animals.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, or possums.
You know, I was in, Phoenix for 6 months, and people's pets they would disappear. Like, people's cats would disappear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And everybody said that it was, you know, like, Satan worshippers in the neighborhood would take the cats and, you know, do, like, terrible things to them. But maybe it was, like, you know, wild animals.
Yeah, definitely, because there's like, yeah, well, there's mountain lions and stuff, right?
I don't know what's there.
Mountain lions are really cute. Like,
I didn't see really anything cute. When I was there. I didn't see anything. I don't even want to get into that whole 6 month episode with my father. I really don't. I really don't.
Months was a blur, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I liked Phoenix, though. I really like the West Coast, you know, I do. The thing about Phoenix is that, like, you'll have, like, a, you know, a regular block of houses.
Yeah.
And then one house on the block will just be, you know.
The tweaker house?
Yeah.
The meth house?
Yeah, meth house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the meth lab. That's the meth lab down the street.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Welcome to sunny fucking Southern California.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, of course there's, like, the, you know, mad ghetto and, you know, there's, like, You know who's a tweaker and shit.
Yeah, right, because, like, California definitely has ghetto. I mean, I'm sure Phoenix has ghetto, too, but the drug situation is very tricky because they live on regular blocks with regular, you know, middle-class people.
Yeah,
I hate
to
you know, call people middle-class. It sounds really snooty.
It's so insulting tonight.
And then the Mormons were on Channel 11. I don't know. I put on the TV probably because I feel like dog shit. I feel like drinking.
Oh God, you and me. I had Chinese food. Exhilarating. It was a great feeling walking into the, you know, Chinese food place and it's completely empty, you know. And
right. Half of this conversation won't even be picked up.
I know.
Because you know why? Because I'm not even taping you correctly. So I don't know. All I know is I have dishes all over the kitchen table.
You're going through it. You know, you're going through it. It's okay, you know, it's okay.
Because I miss my cat.
I know.
I'm not going to keep that in. I'm taking that out. Because that sounds really bad.
No. Look, Sandy, I have, you know what I get from my cats? I get this.
I killed him.
No, you didn't, Sandy. Twilo was very sick.
God should kill me.
So you did the right thing. You didn't do anything wrong.
No, I was a terrible mother. I was awful and mean.
You were not.
Yes, you don't know. You weren't here. You don't know how terrible I was.
I know that your cat had a lot of problems, and you took care of Twilo. You never gave up on him. You know, people right now that aren't working are giving up their pets. You know,
I was mean. I was mean and evil.
What about people that fucking just throw their cats out the window on the expressway?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what about that?
You parked in the handicapped parking tonight?
Yes, I did.
Why do you hate handicapped people? Why would you do that?
Oh my God, I went to the mall. I was in the biggest rush.
I didn't know that you hated the disabled.
No. It wasn't that.
Why would you park in a handicap?
I literally knew exactly where I had to go and what I had to buy and where it was going to be at in Macy's.
Now, to add to the list of things, you're also a person that hates the disabled.
Oh, yeah, well, on top of the list of things, what else am I? I'm a racist?
That's right. Well, you're a racist because you don't like yellow diamonds. Right. like either of us.
I prefer white diamonds. That makes me a racist.
It does. And, you know, and I mentioned that to, like, another listener, and she said, you know what? Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. That was Lauren.
Right?
What are you trying to read into shit? Like,
you know, seriously, like, don't try and...
Oh, my God. And then somebody wrote me an email. and it said, Sandy, remember when you used to be funny?
Okay. I'm sorry. What, the show got a little too much for somebody to handle because you were talking about politics?
Oh my God, grow up.
Politics are funny. If you
get your own show,
understand politics. It's an outrage. It's hilarious. You should laugh at it.
Well, you know, how are you going to tell me how I can talk? I mean, like, I don't understand. When you say something people don't like, then they don't want you to have freedom of speech. Then they want to tell you what you can say and what you cannot say. You cannot tell me what I can say and what I cannot say on my own show.
Yeah.
Get your own show and say what you want to say. And then I'll listen to you and I'll judge your show and I'll leave you feedback. Let me listen to your show and let's see how good your show is. Let's see how funny you are.
People think it's just something that you could, like, you turn on a microphone and you talk and that's it. It's not that easy.
Right. You know, I'm going to tell you something. If you can't take criticism, you shouldn't be doing a talk show. Right? That's one thing. I don't have a problem if you criticize me, if I'm saying something that's offensive, or, I mean, like, if it's really offensive, you know, it's like if I'm really out of line. I don't mind, like, you know, when I talk about bisexuals, you know, like, I'll swallow that because I know I'm being fucked up when I say shit about bisexual people. I know it's fucked up.
But it's your opinion. It's your show. It's your, you know, that's why people want to listen.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you were to write me an email and say, you know, that's fucked up how you talk about Lindsay Lohan or some shit like that, like something that I know is fucked up. I can take the criticism, you know what I mean? Because I'm not an idiot. If you bring it to my attention, of course, I'll...
Yeah, but Sandy, I don't know, it's just stupid.
Well, I think that certain people should be criticized. I think it's a little dangerous to have certain role models, and I think that there should be an alternate voice appropriately criticizing behaviors that are self-destructive. No, honestly, I mean, the feedback is like 95% positive, and maybe even more. There's so few negative feedbacks.
You know where the negative feedback's coming from?
It's from extremists that are really, like, just...
Other people's shows and people that aren't mature and they can't deal with, somebody's show being better than somebody else's.
Ooh.
I'm a bitter... What do I call myself today? A bitter cat lady. That's what I am. Bitter old cat lady.
And what do we call old smelly men that keep their dogs with them? That they have filthy, dirty dogs. They don't even wash them. They don't even wash their own asses. Why don't we have, like, a stereotype for them? Or do we? And I just missed the memo.
Just stereotype them. I mean, I don't know if there's a name for them. I don't know.
Why don't we have a term to call them? Dirty old dog man.
Dirty old dog man.
Or filthy old pedophile priest. Or something like that. All right. I don't think this is going so well. Maybe we should quit while we're ahead.
You think so?
I don't know.
No, maybe. Just keep talking.
Yeah, we're having a hard time connecting tonight.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those days.
You're not sexually harassing me.
So, what I'm best at, right?
You have to stop sexually harassing me because people are going to start to think that I'm sexually desirable. And they don't know that you're one of those people that has really bad taste. They don't know that.
I don't have bad taste.
You have awful taste. They don't know that about you.
Oh, God.
I don't care if I ever have sex again. What? I don't know. You know what my father says? Because he's like, a very religious.
Right. Very wise man.
No. He says, burn that sex. I pray God would burn that sex. That's what he says.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's deranged. People don't know what my relationship with my father is on the show. I don't really talk about that.
No, you've never really talked about it.
Never really got into that. So we'll move forward.
Yes.
I hate this fucking show right now. I fucking hate it.
Why am I on this person's top 40 when I don't even know who the fuck it is? From Kenosha, Wisconsin. Reality Killers. The hip-hop.
Shout out to Kenosha.
Shout out to Kenosha.
Kenosha sounds like a woman's name.
Kenosha sounds like a body part.
Right.
My Kenosha. Like a Jewish lady would say, my Kenosha.
My Kenosha itches.
I need to go to the store and get some cream for my Kenosha. And then I'm going to go get some cannolis.
I have herpes on my Kenosha.
I need to have surgery and get my Kenosha removed. Kenosha.
I'm going to get my Kenosha lasered.
I'm going to get smart lipo on my Kenosha.
I'm going to get electrolysis on my Kenosha. I am sure Kenosha is a lovely, lovely town in Wisconsin, and I would love to go visit there.
I bet you they got really good cheese. Hold on.
I don't know if we've ever mentioned that you can listen to the podcast on a Wii and your PlayStation, things of this nature. Do people know that?
I don't know. I don't think people know that.
Wherever there's an internet connection, you can listen to the show. Because I get emails a lot of the time. Oh, my computer's not working. My computer's down. Or
they can call.
They can call the number.
Yeah, I have the number saved on my phone under TLM.
That's very exotic. I have the number saved under Lesma on my phone.
Lesma?
Yeah, it sounds like klezma.
Hockey and north of Chicago.
Hold on a minute. And that number again is 651-925-1610. People really do listen to it on there, and I'm not sure if they updated the last show. I have to,
it's on there. It's on there.
Just keeping up with everything gets so overwhelming.
The other day I had it on speakerphone when I was driving home from work, because I work like an hour and a half away.
Oh, that's great. So it's like having the radio on in your car.
Yeah. There's this thing I want to get for my iPhone that you connect it to like all the speakers in the car. Well, I mean,
oh, wow.
I don't know what the fuck it's called. So let's talk about Kenosha. In Kenosha, they've got the Bristol Renaissance Fair. They have the Civil War Museum, Dairyland Greyhound Park. Oh, they have a Jelly Belly Center on Jelly Belly Lane.
Oh.
Go to jellybelly.com.
Look at that.
There's a Kenosha History Center. Let's see what's up with the Kenosha History Center.
I hate this show.
The Kenoshka. My Kenoshka hurt. Yeah, no, it's a really...
I hate this show.
Because we're jaded.
I don't think you're jaded. I think I'm jaded.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm the jaded one.
Oh, that's what you think.
Maybe you are. Yeah, you probably are jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate you right now. I hate you because I hate this show.
It's okay. You can hate me.
I feel like smoking pot laced with coke.
I feel like doing a fucking...
Laced with heroin.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I'm making Italian wedding soup for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I haven't cooked
My life is disgusting. I hate it.
Yours or mine?
We really need to not post this.
Okay, let's just use this as therapy, okay?
Okay, okay.
Some shit off our chest.
You know how much I can't stand you tonight?
What did I do?
My other friend is fighting with her girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
It's such a horrible time to be fighting.
Oh, God. I'm not even going to get into that, but I don't miss that shit.
Scratch my knee. I'm really just...
You're just really the bouncing board. I really hate myself right now.
Yeah,
so
right?
I'm saying I hate you because it's safe to say I hate you. Do you like how I psychoanalyze myself?
It's kind of sickening.
Well, when you're a woman, everyone psychoanalyzes you for you. So at least I can psychoanalyze myself. Thank you very much. And I can psychoanalyze you too, bitch.
Watch out.
Aw, shoo. The sound quality is dreadful because I just turned over to look at the software and we're nowhere near where we need to be as far as sound is concerned.
I'm getting, just don't post this show.
You know what I want to, spit on this, on the computer screen. And I want to take a shit on this show. Have you ever been to the Marshalls in the Bronx?
No, I haven't. But I love Marshalls.
The Marshalls in the Bronx is so disgusting. I just can't. Usually I'll drive into Westchester to go to Marshalls because I just can't stomach the one in the Bronx.
Right. I know what you're saying.
It's like the whole aisle of blankets. The blankets will be all over the floor.
I know. You know what's funny about Westchester, how you said Westchester? When I was living in Miami, there was this area called Westchester, and we used to go to the Marshalls out there. And oh my God, it was disgusting. Disgusting. I mean, how did you couldn't even take your cart through the aisles and you were walking on top of shit and it's like they're actually losing money for that because who's gonna really pillage through all that bullshit, you know?
That's true. Like who wants to buy a pillow that like 100 people and there's kids with snots hanging out of their nose are rolling all over the floor with the pillows, stepping on them with their shoes. Like,
right.
It's really the home section that's the most appalling.
Oh.
I mean, you really have to climb over shit. Like, it's like walking over a mountain.
Yeah, it's bad. I know. I used to drive up north. Even up here, like, there's the good ones and the bad ones. You know where you're going to find some good shit, you know? And then you know, like, okay, this is just going to be a waste of my time.
And you can't even change the prices anymore.
I used to have the little gun.
What gun did you have?
A little gun that you... I don't know if you've ever worked in retail, but you have to use this little... It's like it's got like a little sharp point, and you put the tag, like the price tag on it, and you kind of like stick it through the fabric or whatever item it is you're buying.
Wow. I used to return. I used to...
Hey.
I used to return stuff to Marshalls that I had for like months. I would have something for like 6 months and be like, you know what? I don't want you anymore.
Yeah. I know. I still do that. You know that you could return anything. You can return anything as long as you still have the tag on it and the receipt.
Or just the sticker. You didn't need the receipt.
If you have the receipt, they would give it to you at the price that was on the receipt.
I'm dying to tell everybody this story about my friend's shoplifting experiences.
Oh, my God, you've told me about it. She used to go into, like, Saks and Bloomingdale's with a coat and just, like, jack mad shit.
What she would do is she would layer.
Layer, yeah.
She would wear layers. And then one time we were in Lord and Taylor and And she had like seven shirts on. And like the eighth one was like this thick sweater. She looked like she was like 300 pounds. It was the funniest thing. And I looked at her, I said, what in God's name are you doing?
Right,
they're
right.
Gonna see you, you know. And well, they didn't. She walked out with like, I don't know, she must have had eight shirts on.
Yeah, that's crazy shit.
She walked out of there. And her girlfriend used to roll up the suits. She would like, she would take a suit, like a polo suit, off the rack. She wouldn't even like try to hide or anything.
Like, there was, it up and put it in her bag, or like,
she would take it into the dressing room and then she would fold it up and roll it up. It was like the size of a cigar by the time she was through with it.
Oh my God.
She was an expert.
Yeah, people get that shit down to a science.
Yeah, she did. And then eventually she got busted. So, you know, shoplifting does not pay off.
Yeah. I think I just hung up on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. You know, this show sucks.
Sucks ass. Yes.
I'm going to put it in the toilet. I fucking hate this show. You know what it was? Because we had that good prank call on the last show. So now I feel like we need to have a good show now this time. You know what I mean? Because you know what it is? Like, the only competition that I have is myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to figure out how to outdo my own fucking show every time I post.
You became a teacher.
That's right. I became a teacher. I didn't even ask.
Who knew?
I didn't even ask. I became a teacher. I didn't even ask. Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Go fuck your mother.
Fuck your mother in the back house.
Merry Christmas. Fuck your mother. Okay, goodbye. So, thanks for tuning in and listening. You can catch us on twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. You can get us on myspace.com/thelesbianmafiacast. You can check out the blog, thelesbianmafiacast.blogspot.com. You can do all sorts of things. And so I will leave you with a Happy New Year. Hope it's a wonderful and good one. Whatever your circumstances are, I hope they're good. And if they're not as good as you'd like them to be, I hope that they get a lot better real soon. So I'm sending you all kinds of good thoughts and good vibes and all of that. All right. Ta-ta for now. We will talk at you soon. Happy New Year. Ta-ta. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Bye. Goodbye.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. No complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.